Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast. We share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, this week we had a client who owns a condominium unit that had a water leak in her lower level, causing water damage to the carpeting. Luckily, she was home at the time and could shut off the water and had a friend help her vacuum up as much of the water as she could. Calling the emergency number for her condo association, she was told that the condo association's insurance policy would not cover any of the damage. Of course, she called us on Monday in a tizzy about what to do. She did have some coverage on her condo policy that would cover the water cleanup. With some back and forth with the condo association, we found out that the original set of bylaws she was given before she purchased a condo, spelling out what she was responsible for insuring, had been amended 6 separate times. Turns out she is responsible for insuring the inside of her unit, despite what the original bylaws stated. Now this week we thought we would talk about condo insurance and the importance of making sure you understand what you're responsible for insuring in case of a loss and how to determine how much coverage you may need. Now this was frustrating. She purchased this condo a year ago. It was a year ago. It was February of 23 that she had, well, it was January of 23 that she was looking at it. Contacted me and I said I need to get a copy of the bylaws to find out what she's responsible for insuring. So I got a copy of the bylaws and wasn't told that there were any amendments that were done to the bylaws. And so I look in the insurance section and it says that the unit owner is responsible for covering their personal property and personal liability. And it said further down that the condo association would have insurance that would cover the interior of the unit, including appliances, fixtures, walls, basically everything on the interior of the unit. So I essentially told her, I said, well, you know, you just need to, according to this, you just need to cover your personal property and liability. Her policy was turning out to be minimum premium. So I'm like, well, let's just add some building item coverage. I said, you know, we'll see how much we can get away with without it costing you any additional money. And it, as it turned out, that she could get $5,000 in condominium building items at no extra charge. Well, you never know. The condo association's policy deductible may be, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 or something like that. That $5,000 in building items coverage that she has may cover the association's deductible. So, and it wasn't costing her anything extra. So, she was fine with going ahead with that. So we went ahead and did that. Well, again, going off of the bylaws and the information that we had and the way I read it. Well, got a hold of the association person stating, well, the copy of the bylaws that we said here and that I helped her with, well, here's the amendments stating that she's responsible for this. And in the amendments, it says that she's responsible for all the interior surfaces of the condo. Like, Okay, and this amendment was like from 2022, so it was like the year before she bought the condo, they decided to change the bylaws. But again, the bylaws she was given did not have any of these amendments in it. Otherwise, I would have seen these amendments, and therefore, or the bylaws should have had under the insurance section, it should have amended stating that, you know, you're responsible for covering the interior of your unit. It was frustrating. But thankfully, she had the $5,000 in building items coverage. She's got a $500 deductible. So it sounds like that, thankfully she caught it in time. Water Restoration Company was out there on Tuesday. They're going to be by there today to check on it. They had some fans over there and a dehumidifier to check on. Sounds like it's all going to be cleaned up, and she's not going to have any carpeting replaced or anything like that. It was all clean water, so it's not like it was sewer water or anything like that. So thankfully, that was all taken care of. We ended up, asking the condo associations, like, well, how much, does she need to insure? Well, I'm not an insurance agent. I direct you to the, the insurance section, and it says, and he directed me to the insurance section, and it says you're responsible for insuring your personal property and liability. It doesn't say in there how much she has to insure her condo for. So it's like going round and round. These people are just, ridiculous. As far as, it was just a whole mess. I did several quotes. We decided, best advised her that for the time being, we'll go ahead and we'll write it at $150,000. And then we'll get some opinions as far as how much coverage, she should probably have. And we'll move forward from there. So, with all that, this week we thought we would talk about condo insurance and the importance of making sure you understand what you're responsible for insuring in case of a loss and how to determine how much coverage you may need. First thing is bylaws and amendments. Every condominium association has a set of bylaws that spell out the rules of the association in regard to maintenance or repair, landscaping, snow removal, insurance, etc. They'll tell you, oftentimes they'll tell you what kind of flowers you can plant in your flower box, what kind of flags or displays you can have on the outside of your condo, what kind of lights you can have, whether you can have a car in your driveway, how many cars you can have in your driveway, how many pets you can have, a lot of different stuff. They'll spell out what are considered common elements to the association, what are considered limited common elements, meaning that's stuff that's that's available to unit owners alone. And when it comes to the insurance section, it's supposed to spell out what the association's insurance policy will cover and what each unit owner is responsible for covering. Now make sure you read this section and ask if there are any amendments to the bylaws that will change the coverage responsibility. Now, this is something that, at the time, the insured wasn't thinking. At the time, I wasn't thinking either that, if there were any amendments to the bylaws that would have changed the coverage. Ultimately, it needs to be looked into as far as if have there been any amendments to the bylaws that change the insurance responsibility. When it comes to insurance and condominium associations, there are often several different ways that a condo association will insure their units. They'll insure it. Sometimes it's called all in, which means the condo association's insurance policy will cover the entire unit. It'll cover the structure, it'll cover the interior, it'll cover everything inside except for the unit owner's personal property and liability. So it'll cover the carpeting, it'll cover the appliances, it'll cover the window coverings, it'll cover the light fixtures, it'll cover the countertops, it'll cover the cabinetry, the toilets, the bathtubs, the showers, everything on the inside, you know, everything having to do with the unit. Other times it will cover like studs in. So or it'll cover studs out. So it'll cover everything from the studs outward. So basically the shell. So it'll cover like the ductwork, it'll cover the wiring, the cabling, the piping, everything else, but it won't cover the drywall. It won't cover the paint, it won't cover the fixtures, it won't cover the flooring, it won't cover the subfloor, it won't cover the cabinetry, it won't cover the appliances, it won't cover the window coverings, you know, none of that stuff, that the ceiling, all that stuff has to be insured by the unit owner. There's some policies that'll cover that the insured or the unit owner has to, it's called paint in. So the unit owner has to pay for everything from the paint in. So they'll have to pay for their fixtures. They'll have to pay for the carpeting. They'll have to pay for the flooring. They'll have to pay for the cabinetry. They'll have to pay for the appliances. But as far as the drywall, as far as the wiring, as far as the, you know, the subfloor, as far as the, you know, anything that's behind the paint, that's what the condo association policy will pay for. So there are several different ways that condo association insurance policies work. When you read that insurance section, make sure you fully understand what you're responsible for covering. And again, if there are any amendments, make sure you ask, are there any amendments that amend what you're responsible for insuring as a unit owner? Now, when it comes to figuring out from the bylaws and subsequent amendments what you as a unit owner are required to insure, the next step is to find out how much coverage you need. Now, the best bet is to talk with the developer of the condominiums to see what the cost for the interior of your unit is. Okay. Oftentimes, developers, they'll know how much it costs to construct the interior of your condo unit. And even though your condo unit may have been done 10 years ago, you know, 15 years ago, that would be a good baseline to at least get you an idea of where to start, to figure out how much insurance you need. The realtor may have some information as far as construction costs. The previous owner, obviously would have an insurance policy for their condo unit, and obviously they would have building coverage on their policy. Using that information may help you with a baseline to figure out how much coverage you need as far as coverage on the unit itself. So really the developer would be your number one, because they're the ones that constructed the unit. So if you could get information from them, that would be great. Number two, I think, would be the previous owner. They would have information as far as the coverage on their unit, on their insurance policy, because they would have gotten the information from somewhere as far as the condo building items coverage on their unit. And then third in that group, I think the realtor, again, they may have some construction cost information on your unit. The next two would probably be a little bit more accurate. A contractor or restoration company. So if you can't get information from the developer, if you can't get information from the realtor or the previous owner, for a fee, you could have a local contractor or maybe a restoration company come out and give you an estimate of what it would cost to rebuild the unit. In my client's particular case, the restoration company that came out and did the water extraction and dry out of the carpet, I called them up and said, hey, Would you mind, you know, just going out, when you go out and pick up the fans and stuff, would you mind, like, going through the unit and just kind of give her a ballpark idea of what it would cost to reconstruct the interior of her unit in case something were to happen? You know, that way, if there's a loss to the unit, she's not worried that she's not going to be at a loss. I said, you know, we've got $150,000 on it now today, in case something were to happen. So I just want to make sure that, you know, if at least, you know, you think she needs more coverage, that we get more coverage on there, or if $150,000 is too much, you know, we can go ahead and change that. Since the restoration company is also in the reconstruction business as well, they handle fires and you know, that type of stuff. So they're like an all-in-one. They do water extraction, they do smoke and fire damage and stuff like that. So, you know, they've got people that do reconstruction as well as water extraction and smoke damage and stuff like that. So they really are in tune with the cost of construction and everything. So they could have somebody come in and get give an estimate of what it would cost to rebuild her unit. And that would be, they're going to do that free of charge, obviously, because they're doing, they're already doing a water extraction restoration at her unit. I'm not sure, you know, I figure that if you have a restoration company come out, they may charge a fee. A contractor will most likely charge you a fee to come out and give you an estimate for that. But it's money well spent because, you know, it's going to be pretty accurate. I think, because it's going to be at today's construction costs and today's labor costs, and that'll give you a more accurate figure of how much coverage you're going to need, because it's going to be at today's costs to rebuild the unit. You know, the developer, again, you know, the costs that he or she gives may be from 10 years ago, 15 years ago. The previous owner on their policy, that coverage may be from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever they bought the unit. So, you know, really an estimate from a contractor or restoration is going to be the more accurate one that you're going to get. But again, you're going to end up paying for it. But I think in the long run, you're going to be better off because, again, that's going to be more accurate so that in case of a loss, you're not going to be left holding the bag without enough coverage. So definitely if you're purchasing a condo or you're currently living in a condo unit, you definitely want to make sure that you have enough coverage. Now, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just type in condo insurance coverage, and it'll bring you to our blog with these tips for you today, talking about the bylaws and amendments and the other things that we talked about today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. I hope you have a wonderful week, a great week, and definitely a warm week. Until next time, take care.